Okay. We're good. Oh my goodness. Last week the battery went dead, and then this week it was the folders filled. And I can't see anymore. So I couldn't see it. Okay. Well, at least you guys are lying there relaxed. So legs long, arms down by your side. Today is the 31st of July, 2019, and we are going to do lesson number 83, a clock using the abdominal muscles. So not to let that scare you, okay? You're gonna feel how your abdominal is connected to your pelvis and your head, right? So think of the abdomen in the center where your trunk is, and then we're gonna work on organizing that area, okay? So that you have more use of it for things like we did last week. So we'll revisit that again. So in saying that, notice your shoulder blades, notice your pelvis lying on the floor, and create dots behind the shoulder blades and your pelvis, your buttocks, cheeks. And once you have these four dots or four points, connect them to make the rectangle. So on your backside, as you're lying there, what you sense is your spine, right? And on the front side is your abdominal area. And very much like what when we've discussed other things, a lot of people are unaware that your abdominal muscles go all the way up to your sternum. So if you want to use your hands right now to explore where your sternum is, so your sternum is the center breastbone. And if you just travel down it, you'll come to the very end of it, okay? So the top of your abdominal muscles attach on the back side there. So it's just really good to know that that's the top. And then if you travel all the way down to what's called your pubic bone, that is the bottom of the abdominal cavity. They're called the rectus muscles, okay? The obliques are on your sides. So this muscle is long, right? And it's good to know that it connects from the base of the sternum to your pubic bone. And that is the whole area we're gonna work with. Now, once you've identified that, create in your mind and your thought the imagery of what that's like on the backside. What section of your spine is that equivalent to? And it's called the thoracic spine. Okay? So from the lower back up to the thoracic is the part of the spine we're working today with that matches the core, the abdominal muscle. Does that help? Does that give you some landmarks, right? I think that's important. Okay? So then lastly, bring some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing. That means just notice and be aware of your inhalation and your exhalation. And then slowly and gently roll your head to the right and to the left. And just observe how the quality of rolling your head is this morning. That's it. Nice. Okay, so what we're going to start with is bending your knees, bringing your feet up to standing. And so once you bring your feet up to a good standing position, having your feet and your heels lined up with those buttocks cheeks, okay? Your feet standing make your pelvis flat, okay? So it brings your pelvis into like neutral. So again, you can bring awareness to that abdominal cavity of your thoracic spine. And this is where we're going to create a clock. So I'm gonna call 6 o'clock the area where the lower back is, right? That would be like back to where the lower, where the pubic bone is, and you go through the pubic bone on the backside. That's where your 6 o'clock is gonna be, okay? And then your 12 o'clock is gonna be up in the area kind of towards where the bottom of the shoulder blades are, right? Right where that sternum ends on the backside. And everybody knows when I'm saying the word o'clock, what a clock looks like, right? To tell time, right? So you have 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I'm going to put 3 o'clock to your right side. So that's going to be kind of where the lower ribs are. And then 9 o'clock to the left side. So you imagine this clock, it either can be on the ceiling or you're lying on the clock or both, whatever works for you. But what's important is that we're going to go to the, we're going to move towards the numbers on the clock. So that's why having the imagery of the clock is necessary. So you're going to start by doing a movement of using your feet to lift your pelvis. So in this, you do get to lift your pelvis away from the floor, and you come all the way up to 12 o'clock, right? So that's where you want to feel the pressure in that upper back. And then you lower the pelvis back down. So you just do that a few times, feeling how you roll up your spine and bring the weight to 12. And then when you lower back down, you get 6 o'clock coming back down to the ground. Right? And some people call this movement, like in yoga, other things, right? Like doing like a bridge movement. This is actually a really great movement to learn to engage your hamstrings and glutes. That's it. Beautiful. Okay. Everybody's got that. So pause for a moment, keeping your legs up. Now bring your hands behind your head. So now this time you're going to leave your pelvis as is and your legs standing, but you're going to gently have your elbows folded towards the ceiling. Lift your head as if you were going to look down towards your knees or the space in between your knees, right? And this is going to bring your weight down to 6 o'clock, right? The lower part of your back. So you get those shoulder blades up, and you bring the weight down there. And then when you lower the shoulder blades, it's when you bring 12 o'clock back to touch. So you kind of want to lift up enough that the weight is down towards 6 o'clock. Yeah, and just keep your pelvis down for right now. We'll get to that in a minute. That's it. I just want you to identify. That's it. So you really want to lift your head enough that those shoulder blades come up and the lower back presses into the floor. Right? So just in doing this, right, you feel on the front side, right, your core, your abs, right? So the minute you lift your head, it engages the core. And I recommend that you do this on your exhale, right, when you empty your lungs. Beautiful. Okay. Now, we're going to combine these two. So this is where it gets a little tricky, and I call it often like a seesaw movement, okay? So you're going to alternate going from lifting the head once, then when you lower the head back down, you lift the pelvis, right? So a seesaw was, it was a really good, what do I want to say, toy on the playground that doesn't exist anymore. I don't think they do, right? The simplest of things, just a board sitting on some kind of middle section. So as one end goes up, the other end goes down. So that's how I want you to think. That's right. But I want you to keep your hands behind your head. Now lower the pelvis and then lift your head. So what's real important when I describe any movement for you to do, some of the most important things, right, is fluidity, right? Not to have the movement jaggedy, rough, avoid any stopping and starting roughness. So it's a smooth, it's a quality of sensing that there's a relationship between your head lifting and then your head lowering and your pelvis lifting. They're not separate. So that you're working this whole area in between, your spine and your abdominal area. Leah, nice. Really nice. So these are the things that we pay attention to. This is not about doing crunches. It's about you organizing your abdominal area to naturally work in its natural state when you're either lifting the head or lifting the pelvis. Nice. Okay, so you're going from 6 o'clock to 12. Let it go and rest your arms down by your side. Take a rest. Feel what's different, what's changed. So always there's like three things that are really important for you to pay attention to throughout a lesson and each movement is fluidity, ease, evenness, how even that goes with fluidity that you're moving, the ease in which you're moving, and then reversibility. So that both directions, because we always go both directions are evenly again distributed and with even ease. It keeps your mind on top of things. Okay, let's come back to the same position. Bend your legs, interlace your hands. And we're going to interlace your hands this time what I call the non-habitual way behind your head. So change over the fingers by one. Make sure those heels are lined up with the buttocks cheeks. Okay? And let's just go through this again. Alternating lifting the head, bringing the weight down to 6 o'clock, then lifting the pelvis. As you lower the head, bringing the weight back up to 12 o'clock. So just get really clear about going back and forth, because in a moment what you're going to do is you're going to lift both. So as you go back and forth, I would like you to identify where the center of the clock is, right? So there's a middle of the clock. And where is that? Excellent. Okay, pause again. Rest for a moment. We'll just pause. So what you're going to do this next time is we're going to begin the movements from the center of the clock. All right, so having your mind or in your thought, where on your backside is the center of the clock? Bring your legs back up to standing, interlace your hands behind your head. So what you're going to do now to get to the center of the clock is you have to lift up both ends. So it's a little bit more work. So you're going to lift your head and you're going to lift the pelvis. So again, lift them equally. You keep both up. Lift your pelvis. There. Okay? Pelvis and head up in the air, find the center. Everybody in the center of their clock, right? So now it feels like more work. So first of all, just stay here and find your breath and breathing. Okay, find that you can breathe while you maintain staying here. You don't need to hold your breath, right? Because that's the first reaction, is to hold your breath. Beautiful. Okay, pause, let it go. Lower the pelvis, lower your head. Okay, so let me give you the next instruction so you can visualize it. You're going to return to that same position. So you're going to have the pelvis and the head lifted, and you are at the center of the clock. And then you are going to go from the center of the clock up to 12 o'clock and back to the center. That's all we're going to do. Up to 12 and back to center. Up to 12, back to center. Then we're going to add 1 o'clock into it. 1 o'clock is going to be slightly over to the right shoulder blade. So again, find the center of your clock. Hands behind your head. Lift the head and pelvis. Start from the center. So to go up to 12 o'clock, you got to lift the pelvis higher, and the head comes closer to the floor, but it never touches. So I also refer to this as like the base of a rocking horse. Right, do you guys remember rocking horses? Those are hard to find anymore too. Okay, So the base of a rocking horse is an arc, right? So you're going from the center point up to 12 back. So your head comes close to the ground. That's it, Casey, beautiful. But it never touches. That's it, Lynn, beautiful. Beautiful, back and forth. And then as that gets familiar, you go to 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock is over to the right where the shoulder blade is, right? So it's a little funky. You gotta kind of twist a little bit to get to 1 o'clock. Nice, Leah. Now, as some of you are doing, which is fine to do, you can do 3, 4, 5 of these, and then if you need to pause, you can pause and come back to it. So remember, your head and your pelvis are lifted at the same time. So not moving your head to one. So here's the center of your clock, okay? 1 o'clock is gonna be like over here, right? So lift your head, lift your pelvis. There you go. Now lift your head a little bit more, lower the pelvis a little bit. There you go. Now go over to, yes, that's it.